our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. I just got home from a thing and I'm awesome.
And I'm Holly.
I'm Adam. I'm also Adam.
You know what I remembered? We did a short episode last week. And then we didn't do a middle of the week episode. We should have released, you were recording music videos on your iPad. We should have released one of those as a podcast.
I don't know how to do it as a, I can put it on the podcast page. Like extra bonus
content.
Oh,
it's too late now.
Well, I could
we needed it for last week because remember we had a short podcast.
I can still put it there.
We were all like uninspired last week.
So
Come closer.
So I bought this, careful, you're going to break my guitar.
I know your guitar's there. I'm aware.
You're going to break it.
I'm not going to break it. I would never.
So I went to, I bought some dinner. I bought some chicken strips. And I got a diet Dr. Pepper.
you seem to disapprove of diet Dr. Pepper. Diet Dr. Pepper's good. Tastes more like regular Dr. Pepper.
I haven't had it for a really long time. And I drink it and I don't like it. Did I get a dud?
Did you know that pop tastes different depending on where you live?
Because they make it with different water?
They make it with different water.
Where's this one made? Let's see.
I don't know, here probably. They don't tell you usually where it's made.
Plano, Texas.
Texas?
I don't know, bottled under the authority of Dr. Pepper Company. Sometimes they tell you where it's been bottled.
I knew there was a Pepsi bottling in Mankato. So all the Mankato, all the Pepsi in Fairmont was probably from there. But
yeah, I just don't like that.
Yeah.
You can have that. I got that for you.
Oh, thank
that's
you.
Not our snack. That's just the Diet Dr.
Wow,
Pepper.
Wow, it's just lucky me.
Our snack is exciting.
Me,
it's a good one.
I have to work at 8:30 tomorrow morning, except it's a meeting that might get canceled, and I won't know till 8:30 tomorrow morning.
I have to work at 8 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, well, you always work at 8. I usually work at like 11.
Well, we'll go to sleep right after the podcast.
No.
After we watch our Taco Town video.
We could go watch it. We can go watch the video and then
excuse me, I
go watch cool YouTube videos in bed. You got sticky uppy hair. You got a haircut since the last time we had a podcast.
How does it look?
Looks good. So Adam got a short on the sides and back, long on the top haircut, and he's decided to stick up his hair every day. So that's just the...
I bought hair product.
It's like a Tintin situation.
It's kind of like... That's what I was going for.
It's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did buy hair product. You bought... But Axe brand hair
Axe
products.
Axe brand very, hair manipulator.
Very
it's
teenager.
Called.
No, it's not. It's just called
that's what
hair
it says.
Stuff. No, it does not
it's,
say hair
go get
manipulator.
It. Go get it.
It doesn't. You're hallucinating.
It's like messy style hair manipulator or something. Don't look at it till you bring it in here.
Okay. It says Axe Styling. This item is intended for sale at Safeway store number 1477.
Yeah,
if found for sale at
it.
Another location, please call 855-799-2337. Oh, Seattle.
Yeah.
Our location
that's
in
Safeway.
Seattle.
That's the Safeway we go to. So if you want to like bump into us
I don't
us
think
in public,
855 is a local number.
What, no, the Safeway number?
Yeah, I don't think that's local.
That's
855-799-2537. But the area code is...
No, the Safeway number.
Oh, the
store
Safeway number. Oh, you can look it up. Yeah, okay.
So then people
it's
can like
Safeway.
Stock that Safeway if they
we
want to
live,
meet us in person.
We could...
It'll be like,
oh,
they're famous. They're in a podcast.
We
can meet them. They could like find us and like follow us around
okay,
in the shopping
here's what
store.
It says. Urban, messy look, flexible paste. Pate malable.
Mm-hmm.
Boosts texture, period. Instantly, period. And the side says Axe Messy Look. And the back says Styling Made Easy. Hold, medium. Finish, natural. Length, short to mid.
Uh-huh.
Nowhere does it say manipulator.
Okay.
You think you're the manipulator here.
It's flexible paste.
I think it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
I think it's all of it is the same thing.
But there's one that said hair manipulator.
There was a pomade I was going to get you yesterday.
Oh, that makes it shiny, though.
It smelled really good, though.
I don't want shiny hair.
You don't
hair.
Want shiny hair?
No.
Well, this makes your hair shiny, right?
No, this is natural. Like, it just sticks up and looks the same like it's supposed to.
It's shiny back here. It might just be your hair. You might just have
or
shiny hair.
Or I might
hair.
Have not rubbed it in
might
correctly.
Might have did it wrong. It stuck up a lot today.
So anyway, we're doing the podcast at like 9:30 at night because I had to do a team building exercise.
It's 9:44 p.m.
Whatever.
Yeah, you did a work thing I didn't know you had until the last minute. You're like, by the way, I have to go to this 3-hour thing.
I didn't know either. They there was a sign up for it like 2 weeks ago, and then like you're going to get in a drawing. And then apparently they did the drawing but never told anybody who got to go.
Oh, so they all found out today?
Everybody found out today, so.
Well, that kind of sucks. I'm sure people had plans today.
Yeah, I know one of them had to go. Rachel went to the zoo with her husband, Joe, who also works there.
When did you go to the zoo? The zoo closed at like 6.
I don't know, but there was a picture of them at the zoo.
Maybe there's
Facebook.
Like a zoo event. They do zoo events throughout the summer.
Yeah, I don't know. But I did some videos that I posted on Facebook. And like one or two people liked all my videos. And then 28 people liked the picture of me accidentally not posting a video.
That's because it was funny. They didn't like it because it was a picture. They liked it because it was hilarious.
Was it really funny? I was mad
funny.
About it. I was like...
it was a funny picture, and your face portrayed funniness.
Well, okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. It was funny.
You liked it. You even hearted it.
I liked
it.
That. Yeah, I did. I thought it was great.
I did not like it. I was mad. That's why I posted it.
Were you just never going to sing a song again? Sing a song. Do a song.
Okay.
It's still early
Do
enough.
A song. Do a song.
Do a song.
All right. Let me find one.
Okay.
You
don't
movie.
Know any? Don't you know songs?
Not off the top of my beam.
All right, I'll talk about what I've been doing while you do that. My grandpa was here this weekend. Grandparent situation all weekend.
This
he came
fun.
In on Saturday, and I showed him around all weekend. We can talk more about that. You gotta sing a song. Is that too small for you? That's tiny.
No.
Wow, okay.
Capo on this one, that's why.
Yeah, capo didn't sound right.
Yeah, I'm like, why is that wrong? I do my makeup in somebody else's car. We order different drinks at the same bars. I know about what you did, and I want to scream the truth. Thinks you like the beach is such a damn liar. Those great whites, they have big teeth. They bite you. We think we'll always be in love. But you're not in love no more. Did it frighten you? Have a kiss when we dance on the light up floor. On the light up floor. Hear the sound.
This part's a little more guitar-y. I think your chords are
brand new sound in my mind. Honey, I'll be seeing you wherever I go. But honey, I'll be seeing you down every road. I'm waiting for it, that green light, I want it. I mean, there's
you like
more.
You like that song.
I like Lord.
You like Lord
that's
Needle.
That's the first song on the new Lord album.
Does that say pre-chorus?
Yeah, you know.
That's
there's
too much.
There's a refrain and then a pre-chorus and
there's
then a chorus.
There's a verse and then a refrain and then a pre-chorus and then a chorus.
Do you want the Might Be Giant
too many.
Song?
I don't know. We should talk for a little while
okay.
more. And then we can
then we'll do
another
song.
Song.
Okay, you talk for a minute. I'm
so
going to go
was,
oh,
where
my
you
goodness.
Going? Oh, my. What's happening?
I've made a burp.
You made. Why would you burp? Why would you burp on a podcast? This is a professional podcast.
Listen, can you not step on my phone, please?
Yeah, I could if it wasn't there.
Listen.
Okay, so anyway, my grandparents were here this weekend, and they came in on Saturday, and we went out to... Or did they come in Friday? No, they came in Saturday.
Yeah, I don't know. One of those days.
They came in Saturday, and we went out to dinner. Because by the time they got here, it was like 4 p.m. or something. And then we just kind of sat around for a while. And then we went out to dinner, and we went to Lowell's. at Pike Place Market, and I slightly underestimated the distance between their hotel and Pike Place Market.
They ain't good at walking.
Well, you don't have to be mean, Jesus.
I'm just saying. Does that mean?
So they're aging and there's mobility issues come into play, which I hadn't realized were, like, the amount of mobility issues that there were, which is fine. That happens when you get old.
Yeah. But you can say that in four words.
Yeah, what you shouldn't say is they ain't good at walking. That's so mean.
But it is correct.
I'd underestimated that and underestimated the distance. So by the time they got there, they were tired. We had to stop a couple of times. Which just meant that we used Lyft for the rest of the weekend, which really wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Since you got free meals, you paid for their cars.
Yeah, pretty much. I got free meals. We did take a bus, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which we took the number 40 bus yesterday.
Okay.
Which was a bit of a problem because I hadn't realized, one, it had a temporary bus stop. And two, I don't know, they just, like, canceled routes or something because we stood there waiting for, like, 20 minutes. And I felt really bad.
Yeah,
because we should have had it made for, like, 4.
Yeah.
And the bus didn't come. But, no, 7th and Blanchard is all, or 3rd and Blanchard is all torn up right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of places that are,
like, super torn up. So they had a temporary stop the next block down. But even walking a block was, like, an undertaking. So, but we waited for the bus. We took the number 40 bus up to Ballard and we went to Skillet.
Oh, yeah.
So Lowell's, we had fish and chips, Skillet. My grandma had a burger for brunch, because that's what you should do.
Yeah, brunch is whatever you want. That's the rules of brunch.
Is it? And then we had pancakes and...
Yeah. You can have pancake, you can have burger.
Donuts. I ordered the
donuts
because...
Are so good.
My grandpa's reaction to most of the food that we ate was, that's really different. Which, anyone who speaks Midwest, usually that's bad. Usually different means bad, but he seemed to like it, so...
No, different means like it's something you haven't had before.
Yeah, to you. To a Midwesterner, different means bad. Usually means bad.
Can I interrupt your story for a second to go on a tangent about La Croix?
Okay, as long as we can remember to come back to my story,
right,
which
is actually
we're at
Skillet with donuts.
Okay.
La Croix... Yes. Lacroix.
Yep.
Is good.
Is that your whole tangent?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we've talked about this cherry lime.
I think we did. Lime is the best flavor.
Cherry lime is the best flavor.
Even if you don't like LaCroix, if you tried all the other LaCroix flavors and you didn't like them, you should still try the cherry lime one because it's really good.
Cherry lime number one, regular lime number two. Target brand LaCroix is pretty good too.
It honestly is.
The cherry.
Simply balanced.
Cherry citrus.
But even if you don't. If you've had LaCroix and you didn't like it because it didn't have sweeteners or sugar in it, like, this is still...
It kind of
tastes like it does. It's really good.
I don't like diet soda anymore, I found out.
Yeah, I don't like to drink it, but I'm drinking it because we have it.
Yeah. I had, like, a Coke Zero the other day, and that was okay, but this...
The sweeteners are just too much. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I don't like
it. So, anyway, so...
Tell me about
Skillet.
The donuts.
What did I have at Skillet? Oh, I had a scramble.
Oh, yeah?
It had arugula and bacon and cheese and Brussels sprouts.
You
should
have got the grits and pork belly.
They didn't have it. They rotated out the grits.
Oh.
They had the pork belly and waffles, but those waffles are under-seasoned.
Yeah, and they're just real big.
So the donuts came with this, like, raspberry sauce. And Bobby said, wow, that's really raspberry. And my grandpa tasted it, and then he just started to tell a story.
Yeah.
He's like, when
I guess he likes to tell stories.
Well, I think he's trying to give me that information before he dies.
Okay.
He doesn't always tell stories, but he's been doing that more and more in the last few years. So he told me a story about how when he was 11 or 12, he'd spend summer times with his grandparents. He spent some time there. And his grandpa had built a barn and some chicken coops, and everyone lived off the land. It was hard. It was like hard times. You all lived off the land. Everyone traded and everything. But he remembers going down by the barn and picking raspberries. And he said, those raspberries... This is more raspberry than those raspberries were. I was like, oh, that's the point of the story. The point of the story is that this raspberry sauce that they've made, it tastes very raspberry.
It's good.
Oh, it was so good.
Yeah.
It was like raspberries concentrated into like a raspberry gel.
Like, they put like raspberry MSG in it.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. It was really good.
Uh-huh.
And then we came back here and hung out for a while, actually. No, we went to the Ballard Farmers Market. We bought soap. Because that's what you buy at a farmer's market.
Yeah, I got soap out of the deal.
Yeah, you got some wintergreen soap out of the deal.
Wintergreen soap. It smells like a wintergreen.
And, not much else at the Ballard Farmer's Market. It's a lot of walking. And then we walked to our car. And once we had the car, that really opened us up a little bit. Because we didn't have to pay for a Lyft or try to take a bus anywhere.
Where did
you go? Not that the bus was bad. We came back here. My grandpa liked our apartment because it was breezy. Mm-hmm. I had the front door open and it was actually pretty breezy, like windy yesterday. So there was like a cool breeze through here and he's like, this is great. He couldn't stop talking about how great it was to sit here where there was a breeze, especially after like their days of traveling. He emailed me today and he said that the best time that they had, he emailed me to let me know that they got to Spokane safely.
Sure.
And, that the best time I had was just sitting on my, like in my apartment, chilling out and talking.
Yeah, that's the best time.
It
to
is.
Have,
it
yeah.
was the best time, and it was really good. At first, things were a little awkward. Talking wasn't really happening. Conversation. I don't know. I think they're more comfortable with silence than I am. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of quietness. Nobody talked during meals, which was weird. Mm-hmm. I could not tell at any point whether they actually liked the food they were eating, because they wouldn't say. They'd just eat.
Yeah.
They're just like, gotta talk about it or something, but. After that, we went to Gasworks Park, which was very sunny. There was a lot of walking there, too.
Yeah, that's Gasworks Park.
It wasn't... Because we couldn't find parking. Like, in the parking lot, we had to park in, like, a gravel road nearby.
Even just walking into it, it's a lot of walking to get to the big things.
It was, yeah. We went down to, like, the water area. So I wanted my grandpa to, like, see the boats and stuff. So we went down to the water area, took a couple pictures. They're very bright. Because there's a lot of sun. It was full sun. And then we were gonna go somewhere. We decided not to. I took him to the locks and I was glad I did that. My grandpa really, really liked the locks. We watched them fill up. So there was a whole bunch of boats in there and there was this giant yacht. It had to be like $4 million. It was a huge yacht.
Not how big it was. It was $4 million big.
It was big enough to have two other boats on it. It was a boat that had two smaller boats on
it. Like a Star Destroyer with TIE fighters.
Exactly.
Okay.
It was like that.
So it was a Star Destroyer-sized boat.
Yes. And we watched that, and then we went down to the fish ladder, and we saw there were a bunch of salmon there.
Yeah, that's where they live.
They were big. My grandpa really liked that, because he likes fish. And attached to the locks is a botanical garden. And they like flowers, so we stopped and looked at the flowers.
You see those?
Yeah, when you walk through to the locks, like from the parking lot, going through there, that's a botanical garden. We just never looked at it before.
Oh yeah, we just had other shit to do.
We just went to the locks.
I was too busy catching Pokemon.
Exactly. Which I went to the troll today to try to catch an Articuno. There was no one else there.
How long did you wait?
10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. How long was left on it?
38 minutes. Yeah, that's the problem. I got there too late.
Yeah.
And then we went to the most popular food place that we went this weekend, which was your favorite Italian restaurant.
Yeah, Palermo. I love it.
It's good, but so we weren't quite sure of what the portion sizes were going to be because it lists all of the pasta dishes. And then at the bottom, it says, try our family size pasta dish. It serves 2 to 4. And we're like, okay, is that separate from this pasta list or is that this pasta list? When they came out, we found out it was that pasta list. It was so much food. It was so much food. We could have all easily eaten off one entree.
No, it said 2 to 4.
Yeah, we didn't know if that meant those entrees or if you had to order a special family size version of it, though.
Because I've never asked the waitress.
No, of course not. Ordered.
Who's going to ask the waitress?
They got Midwest appetites. It's fine. And my grandma had chicken parmesan. He really liked it. Mm-hmm. Bobby had baked spaghetti, and she really liked it. I had a meatball sandwich.
Yeah, meatball sandwich is good.
It's a good way to consume the meatballs. You don't have to get the entire, like, $15 meatball dish. You can just get, like, a 6-inch, $7 meatball sandwich.
You could.
Yeah, I did.
But then you get all that bread, and that, like, wastes.
No, the bread was good, though.
I know the bread's good.
Just get the 6-inch meatball sandwich.
I did once before, and I wished I had a big bowl of meatballs. Yeah.
And then I took them back to their hotel room. I drove downtown for the first time.
How'd that go?
It was a Sunday night, so it wasn't that bad. It was about the best time of day.
Are you ready for another song? Ready for a commercial break?
Yeah, commercial break. That was the end of day two. Because all we did on the first day was go to Pike Place Market and then go back to the hotel.
All right, what's our commercial for?
Where did you put your... Where'd you put your tarp in?
I put it right here. No, it's right here.
Your commercials for whatever song you're about to sing.
No, we're not doing this. We're going to do a commercial instead.
But we don't do commercials anymore. I mean, advertisements.
Buy stuff.
What stuff?
Any kind of stuff.
What kind of stuff?
I don't know. You need like a toothbrush?
I got a toothbrush.
Then go to Amazon.
You can buy almost anything there.
Yeah. If you need to buy cocaine,
you can't. You can't do it. I make sure that you can. It's my job to make sure that you can't buy cocaine.
Or heroin.
Can't buy heroin on
I
Amazon.
Mean, you can if you find like an outside site that has a link to the Amazon page.
No, you can't. You can't.
But what if it says like, this is really a t-shirt and not heroin?
Nobody would ever say this is really a t-shirt and not heroin. You know why? Because people would be like, oh, well, that must be a t-shirt. Not heroin. There's got to be better ways to get heroin than Amazon. I can think of at least one. A heroin dealer.
But they don't like ship Amazon. It to you.
Yeah, only there's Amazon.
Yes, Amazon will ship you everything.
No, they won't. Someone else is sending
you. Amazon ships you everything that you need.
Except
you
a gun. You can't buy a gun on
you
Amazon.
You can if someone links you from an outside site, but you have to find the site.
You can't buy a gun on
Amazon. You have to find
Amazon.
Like a black market thing. So anyway, this is our commercial for Amazon.
Please don't buy a gun on Amazon.
Go to amazon.com/deals.
We'll get you something. Gets you Alexa.
Well, no, but there's ones that you can
Alexa deals.
You can do it, and then they give you money.
Amazon.com/dp/B0065398SV.
No, isn't there one like if you like put a link and then you go to it and then you get money?
Yeah, we had one of those. We maybe still do.
Well, go to that one. Go to is it Aha Podcast?
No, it's a different thing. You have to like click through a link as a tag.
Can we make like
it?
A Bitly for it?
Make an Amazon.to for it.
What is that?
It's Amazon's Bitly. It's Amazon short link.
Amazon.to/aha.
They just give you like a random number generated.
Well, I don't want that. I want like a one that they can type
I wonder if that item number that I gave is a real number.
B00943287.
I don't know what it was. I'm gonna type it in. We'll find this. I'm gonna know the timestamp's like 21 minutes. We're gonna find it after the podcast, and if it's real, we're gonna link
it.
We're
probably not gonna do that.
I'm going to.
I'm not gonna look for it.
I'm going to.
Okay. Anyway, so that was our commercial for Amazon. We don't have an Amazon link, but if you know someone who does,
we do have an Amazon. I want to be clear.
You won't tell me what it is though,
because it's not just that straightforward. It's not just a link like that.
No, it is.
No, it's not.
You have to make it.
The point is that you're not supposed to just be able to tell people. It's supposed to be like guerrilla marketing. You put a link to a product and they click through it because they want the product, and then you happen to get money based
off
of that.
Yeah, but it's easier to do it the other way.
Yeah, but that's not what they're trying for, and you'll get kicked out of the program if you do that.
Only if people find out.
Yeah,
who's going to
find
out? Shop
through it anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but what
you're really making this too big.
How much
of a
money
thing?
Do you make off of each
like,
thing?
Like, none.
No, I mean, like, for real. Like, is there a percentage?
It's a small percentage. It's like 5% or fewer.
5%?
It's 4 for a lot of items. I don't know. I haven't looked at the price.
No, but I mean, if someone buys something for $200 and it's 4%, you get like $8.
There's a cap on some of it, too. And electronics items is usually what the highest sellers are, and those have the lowest percentage.
Right, but if anybody buys anything on Amazon, they go to the link and you make 4% of that, that's pretty good for nothing.
Well, I want to let you know that we tried doing that for a long time, and we never made one sale.
Well, that's because I don't remember trying that.
It doesn't work if your friends and family do it, and most of the people who listen to our podcast are friends and family.
I don't know anybody. I don't have
any
friends.
You don't know anybody?
I don't have any friends.
You do have friends. What's our snack?
Oh. You're going to like this one.
Am I?
Yeah. It's
okay.
Called, hold on, I'll read the...
Is
I'll
it
read
food
the,
I've had before?
Maybe. I don't know. Close your eyes. I'm gonna read you the ingredients, and then you tell me
what it is.
Yeah. Okay, ingredient number one.
A hair of plastic. It's packaged in plastic.
Okay.
This is surprising to no one.
Ingredient one is enriched blatched flour.
Okay.
Do you want me to read all the bits that are in that?
Nah, I got it.
Okay.
Probably niacin and riboflavin.
Sugar is the second one.
Okay, so this is some sort of bread or pastry product.
Margarine.
Probably. Margarine?
Margarine.
What the fuck?
eggs.
Why are we eating food with margarine in it?
It's got eggs in it.
Okay, this is still some sort of bread or pastry product. Okay. I can't tell
it's
yet.
It's got invert sugar.
This really isn't narrowing it down at all.
Okay, it's got dextrose.
We're kind of starting to get to the point where there's going to be nothing else in this.
Okay. It's got molasses.
Okay.
Did I miss something?
So far
I missed one.
So far you've listed flour and sugar.
I missed one.
And eggs and butter.
I missed one after flour. I missed. Because there's a lot of things. It's chocolate chunks.
Okay. That's far more important.
All right, the next one.
This is some kind of chip cookie, probably. All right.
The next one is baking soda.
Okay.
Natural and artificial flavors.
Okay.
Modified food starch.
Okay, we're far enough now. This is cookies. I don't know what kind of cookies.
There's a note. Produced in a plant that manufactures products containing trinets.
Okay, that's like every plant.
All right, so this one's called...
I would guess it's like a Chips Ahoy Chunks.
It's called Cookies Jumbo Chocolate Chunk.
You just got generic fucking Safeway cookies.
I got Safeway chocolate chip cookie. I mean...
Chocolate chunk cookie.
Cookies Jumbo Chocolate Chunk.
Okay.
Two count.
These are probably going to taste too sweet. Like, way too
We're going to eat a cookie. Have you had this before?
I have not had Safeway.
Have you had a cookie before? This is a super special snack. I was like, I don't know, I'll just grab this thing. It's a little...
I thought you'd get like a candy we'd never tried or something.
Yeah, well,
all right.
There's one for you.
Thanks. This looks too cakey, honestly.
I'm gonna bite it.
Oh yeah.
Mmm.
That's a really cakey cookie.
Mm.
You like cakey cookies?
Mmm. I like every cookies.
You do like every... No, there's probably a cookies you don't like.
Mm-mm.
They don't put enough salt in these. They never do.
Find one. I challenge you to find me a cookie that I don't like.
I bet there is one. But they never put enough salt in these. This is under-salted.
Well, I don't know, Carlo.
It's too bland and sugary. It needs more salt. I'm not gonna salt it. It doesn't work if you salt it afterwards. You could put salted caramel on it, though. It tastes better.
Tastes good to me. That's a lovely cookie.
So both yesterday and today, I told my grandpa I would be there at 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
but that he should expect me at 10:30.
Uh-huh.
I said, I'll come at 10, but that probably means I'll be here at 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday I got there at 10:28. Today mm-hmm. I got there at 10:31.
Mm-hmm.
So, worked out pretty well.
Making good time.
Today we went to Pikeless Market,
mm-hmm.
and we walked around. My grandpa's one goal today was to buy a cherry pitter. Because they brought us a whole ton of cherries. I left that part out. They brought us pounds and pounds of cherries, at least half of which are gone already.
No. Cherries are $1.47 at Fred Meyer today.
Bing cherries, not good cherries.
The red ones.
Yeah.
Mm, they're good.
They're probably not locally grown, though.
They're
better
good.
If they're local.
They're still good.
I don't know.
They taste like cherries.
I'm sure they do. But, so his goal was to get a cherry pitter. So we walked around for a while, got some pierogi.
Mm-hmm.
There's a breakfast one. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. What kind of pierogi?
It was bacon, egg, cheese, and hash brown.
Okay.
That was good.
All the breakfast.
That's what my grandpa had. It's not a puff pastry outside sort of thing though. It's more bready.
Mm.
I guess the puff pastry one's more the dessert ones, which I realized after the fact. Otherwise, they're kind of bready. Bobby had the beef and cheese one.
That's a good one.
I was really debating between the one I got and the beef and onion.
Yeah.
No, the potato and cheese. They're all so good. They're so
all
good. I swear they upped their prices, though.
Like $4.50 for one?
No, dude. $6.80. I think they upped their prices.
They may have. Who knows what rent is like there?
It's probably terrible. But they've been there so long. But yeah. We went there. We walked around. We went downstairs. We went back upstairs. There was a lot of fish. Bobby bought some dried flowers. They were lovely.
Mm. Did you buy any lavender? Did they
no,
have a lavender stand?
They bought lavender stuff in Spokane, so they didn't need more lavender.
Well, I was going
to
say.
Yeah, they had like 3 lavender stands.
Yeah, I know, because you wanted to make some lavender lemonade for the season.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'll get that at the spice store, though.
Oh, it's cheap. It's like $1 for a pound.
Well, it's not even that it's cheaper, but it's that I can be sure that they grew it in, like, a food-grade situation.
Oh, instead of, like, into someone's front yard.
Yeah, or even in somewhere where they don't spray, like, food-safe pesticides or whatever.
Fair enough.
But, yeah. My grandpa got his cherry picker. We went to that kitchen store that has way too much stuff.
Oh,
I wasn't
yeah.
sure we were going to find a cherry picker. I couldn't find one. We got separated in the store, and they found one, and I was like, you found one? And they're like, yeah, we found five. Like, yeah.
That kitchen store feels like it should have books instead of kitchen stuff.
Yeah, it does. It's like a...
It's so cramped, like a bookstore.
You know, like an old bookstore where they've been taking in books for like 30 years and they can't really organize them anymore because you just can't. They're loosely organized into genres, but that's about the best you can do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that, but for kitchen gadgets. Yeah, and they have every kitchen gadget.
Pike Place Market's pretty cool.
It is. It's really cool.
There's a lot of cool stuff down there. If you're ever in Seattle, I recommend going there. Like, you weren't going to go anyway.
So they got tired. Which is understandable, because it's really exhausting. Even on a Monday, it was really busy.
Oh, yeah, it's packed every day.
It was super busy.
Because tourists don't care what day of the week it is.
It slows down in the winter, at least.
Yeah, yeah, when it's raining.
Yeah, it's definitely less bad in, like, October than it is in July, but...
Yeah, July, this is, like,
It was really, really busy. So we left, and we went back to the hotel, and I helped them carry their luggage out to the car, which my grandpa parked on the sidewalk in front of the...
The hotel.
Again.
That was the best
thing.
He did
it on purpose.
It's just like, oh, there's a parking spot.
They only have one loading zone, and someone was parked there. Like, parked there. Not even for the hotel. They were just parked there. So he's like, fuck it, I'm on the sidewalk now.
Yeah.
Nobody cared.
Yeah, they're just like,
except one person who crossed the street and mumbled something parked in the sidewalk. And I was like, yeah, okay, that's fair.
something parked in the sidewalk. Can't do that.
Because he was directly across, like a crosswalk.
Do you
want to
hear a story about what happened at the store?
I do. Do you wanna do a music break first?
Okay. Move your business.
Yeah, play a real song.
Yeah.
I thought you were playing a song.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I thought
you
I
were
was...
just going to play a chord.
Yeah, I was playing a little... What happened?
I spilled chocolate on my shirt.
Oh, piss.
It's all right. I spilled ramen on my shirt earlier. Your shirt took a beating today.
In the year 25 million,
there's a face inside a jar. You might not think too much of him at first,
but he's on the guest list
to watch the destruction of the earth.
He just sits there looking mysterious. Then he disappears. There's a lot you don't know about the face of Bo.
There's a lot you don't know
about the face of Bo. 23 years into the future.
Did you skip a verse?
Looks like it's his final day.
He did. It's alright.
He says he'll be back again. He sits there looking mysterious. Then he disappears. There's a lot you don't know about the face of Bo. There's a lot you don't know about the face of Bo. He's big, he's psychic, he lives off smoke. He enjoys sunsets and a good joke.
Said he's been alive millions of years. Nothing's alive for millions of years
except the face of Bo. There's a lot you don't know about the face of Bo. There's a lot you don't know about the face of Bo.
There's more to that song.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know.
I don't remember any of the words.
You got your verses out of the order. The last one was supposed to come second.
Yeah, it don't matter. It's just a fake song anyway. It's not real.
Well, you wrote it, so it's a real song.
Yeah.
And you know all the words in some order. So, again, it's still a real song. Mm-hmm.
I guess if you wrote it, then it's a song.
I think there's like a little interlude-y bit, too.
Remember when we wrote a song?
We wrote a song about Lumog. Mm-hmm.
That
wasn't even that long ago, I don't think.
It was when Battle for Zendikar came out.
Yeah.
So about a year and a half ago.
Man, so much has happened in a year and a half. Mm-hmm. My life is completely different than it was a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh. We live in a different town. Oh, you've made a noise like something is awful.
I'm on vacation today, and I have to go do a work. So, yes, I think that means that we're done.
We're done with the podcast. Thank you for listening to the Adam and Holly Are Awesome podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Aha Podcast.
Uh-huh. You can Facebook.com/AhaPodcast, AhaPodcast@gmail.com.
You can
subscribe on iTunes.
You can find our Patreon at Patreon.com/AhaPodcast. You can go to ahapodcast.com to find our podcast.
Yeah, we got most of the things.
You can amazon.com/...
No, you can't do that one. That one doesn't work.
You can follow me on the Twitter at Matt Olaf. And you can follow my blog
at mattolaf.com. You're writing your blog again. That's like a thing.
I'm doing a blog if you like magic cards. Or if you follow me on Twitter, I just post them on Twitter every day.
Cool.
It's Shark Week.
It is Shark Week.
I didn't even talk about my mini golf. You just talked about your weekend that
talk
you had.
Talk about it. I don't care. Talk about it.
I got to drive to...
You're the one who just signed off the podcast.
Well, listen. You were doing work or something. So okay. We were... we found out about our team building event, and it was mini golf. So we went... we had a couple cars. I took Aaron and Hallie and Mike Hall. And we all went to the mini golf, and we had different teams. I was on a team with Sean and Henry and two people that I'd never met before named Robin and Vanessa, and we all had a good time mini golfing.
You know what else I forgot to mention? The fact that I asked Gina Davis a question today.
Oh, what did you ask her?
I asked her, okay, so I went to, there was this panel today that Gina Davis, the actress, was at. And I didn't actually know what it was about going into it. I wasn't really clear on that. What it turned out to be about was, female representation in media. So, like, women and girls in movies and TV shows and commercials and, like, the ratios of how often they show up. Mm-hmm. And Gina Davis has founded this institute, which basically means she funds research to find out how often women show up in television shows and movies and all that junk. And it turns out, they threw out these statistics that, like, if you have a crowd scene, right? A scene with a crowd where you can discern from eye level on the screen the gender of the people in the crowd. 17% of those people tend to be women.
Okay.
Whereas women are 50% of the population. So, like, what's that breakdown? And she said that most of the places they visit, they shot this around in studios and, like, other big companies. Most of the places they visit don't even realize that's their... They tell her, like, oh, yeah, we fixed it. We made this movie, and we started to make these movies, and women are represented, and they think that they've actually moved beyond it, and they fixed it. And then they do the research on that movie or whatever, and they point out, like, no, you're not at all past it. Mm-hmm. So she's funding all these studies, and they're working on getting representation and making people aware of it. And I wondered if they were moving beyond just women, if they... had considered intersectionality with, like, women of color or different gender identities or different sexual identities, right? And they said, yes, they're looking into that, and they'll have data for that.
Okay, so good
they're
answer.
They're doing, like, a... it's like a face recognition thing and a voice recognition thing. So it's machine learning that will watch a movie for you, because they used to have just, like, grad students watching movies and hand-coding how long a woman was talking and how long her face was on the screen, and that's really tough to do, and how often they were talking.
Sure.
Now they have computers to do it that show the statistics. So, for example, in movies where women are the lead, and they've primarily focused on family-friendly movies, Like, because the idea is to introduce young girls to the idea that men and women are equal and deserve equal screen time, and not even consciously, just unconsciously,
sure.
They
what
see that, right?
What movie was it? Tell me the movie.
It's an aggregation of movies, so they don't do a blame and shame. They won't say which movies in particular.
Oh, do they say which ones are good?
No. A little bit. They work with Common Sense Media, which helps parents choose, like, responsible stuff for their kids to be watching. They work with them, and they'll give approval on some of the movies there, but they won't shame anyone who doesn't do well.
Okay, who did good?
I don't know. I didn't look up. But what I was trying to say is that when they did this study, movies that had a female lead, a woman lead, women and men shared the screen time pretty equally. So women got like 51% of the screen time and men got like 48%
like Moana.
Of the screen time or whatever. Yeah, or like the new Ghostbusters movie or anywhere where a woman was the main lead. Thelma and Louise. Or a woman was the main lead character. It was about the same for voice time and for lines, like how long they were. When it was a male-led movie, men got 3 times the amount of screen time and voice time. So even if a woman is the lead part in the movie, she's only doing as good as sharing the movie 50-50, which is fine. That's ideally what we'd want. We'd also want to see a male-led movie have 50% women in it, on average. That's all.
So, like, Reservoir Dogs is just, like, 8 dudes that did a crime.
Yeah, but why can't it be 4 dudes and 4 women?
Well, it just wasn't.
Exactly, but why couldn't it be?
Because when you call ladies Mr. Pink, it's weird.
Is it?
Is it?
Why can't it be Miss Pink or Mrs. Pink?
Well, it's because Mr. Pink. Is it?
Yeah, that's how they made it, but it didn't have to be like that, right? There's
reason. I'm just being absurd.
I know, but what I'm saying is there's absolutely no reason that that can't be the case now. That's all.
Yeah. So I was listening to podcasts about Lost today. Uh-huh. And in the show Lost, like, all the, like, adventure teams are always, like, a bunch of dudes and Kate.
Yeah, it is. Like, even that.
And then all the ladies stay at home.
Like, the Bechdel test is the most primitive version of what Geena Davis is doing. It's, is there a woman? Are there 2 women? Are there 2 women who speak to each other? Are there 2 women who speak to each other about something that isn't a man? And, like, most movies don't pass it. It's ridiculous that most movies don't pass it.
Well, that's all that women care about, is how their men are.
No, so they said that since 1946, the amount of representation of women in media has stayed the same. It's been flat since the 40s.
So another podcast I was listening to today was one about Legion. And I feel like that has good representation. Like, more than half the characters are women.
Yeah, I mean, I would wonder how much of the screen time is dedicated
I don't
to
know.
Women, though. Like, the characters, sure, but I don't know if they're doing TV shows yet.
Oh.
I know that they're doing movies.
Well, because it's like the main girl in there is when she touches things.
Yep.
And then the lady... Mrs. Bird, she's pretty great, and then the bad actor girl.
Yes.
What's her name? I don't remember.
The bad actor girl.
Yeah. Oh, I found out about her. Her mom is a casting director. Not for that show, but just in general. So.
Okay.
Maybe that's why they had a bad actor.
That would make a lot of sense. I didn't think her acting was as bad as you did.
I
though.
Thought it was awful. She just looked like a not.
Yeah,
like,
no,
like
don't
she
like
wasn't.
Her.
I don't think
she wasn't
there.
Ready for that jelly.
She wasn't there. But, yeah.
And yeah, then, so anyway,
Aubrey
that's what
Plaza
the talk
was in
about.
That, too. She had a lot of screen time. And she was creepy AF. If you haven't seen Legion, Jesus, what's wrong with
you?
Yeah,
you should be watching it.
What's wrong with you?
What's
your
wrong
damage?
With you? I don't think you can say what's your damage to people.
Why? I thought that's what people say in the 80s.
Okay, one, this is in the 80s. Two, you can't say that to people.
Why?
Because you can't.
What does that mean? Does
it
mean
implies that
bad?
They have brain damage and that the brain damage is bad.
Oh, brain damage is not bad?
I'm not going into this right
now. Anyway, that's our podcast. Thanks for listening. You can listen back to earlier in the episode when we gave all of our tags.
It's true, you could.
You could do that. Or you could just follow us at AHA Podcast. And then give us money on Patreon, because we like money. Okay, bye.
Bye.
And Holly's going to go through and find the thing from before.
I will. 21 minutes.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.